Hello everyone, and welcome to the Self Love and Other Stuff podcast. My name is Liliana, I'm the host of this podcast, and I'm passionate about teaching you how to become your best self. In this podcast, we'll be discussing all topics of health and wellness. Be sure to follow up for a new episode airing every Monday, and don't forget to follow the podcast on Instagram at Self Love and Other Stuff Pod. Again, that is at Self Love and Other Stuff Pod. Now without further ado, let's get into this week's episode. Enjoy! Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, my lovely, lovely listeners. Welcome back to the Self Love and Other Stuff podcast. Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is Liliana Rustamian. I'm the host of this podcast and a 16-year-old girl navigating or trying to navigate through her teenage years with love. Because this podcast was initially created as an outlet for me to discuss all things self-love, hence the title that I find super appealing and lovable, but not only limited to self-love, but it also consists of general aspects of health, wellness, holistic living, and most importantly, loving oneself. It has quite literally been over a year and a half since I've successfully uploaded an episode. So it's safe to say that I am rusty. I haven't done this in some time now. So please bear with me. Today's episode is solely based off of topics that jump into my mind because I have so much to ramble about since I haven't uploaded in forever, which gives me the opportunity to say what's in my head. But my ultimate goal is to revamp this podcast and upload consistently because I truly forgot how much I enjoyed recording these episodes, not only because I love to ramble, but because I also find it therapeutic to share my experiences and lessons I've learned with other people. But podcasting really serves as a tool for me to explore that hobby, even if it's just rambling, but that hobby. So enough with the nonsense. Let's just get into the episode, which I truly do not know what it's going to be about because I haven't created like a structured note or overview of what I'm going to be discussing in this episode. So this is a true, raw, unfiltered episode where I'm just winging it because I don't know what it's going to be about. So stay tuned. I have to stay tuned for what's coming, and so do you. So let's get into the episode. Okay, let's begin. This is the fifth time I'm recording this segment because the audio didn't seem to be catching on with my Yeti, so I'm just recording with my laptop. So let's see if the audio is somewhat better quality, but technical difficulties aside, let's begin. I don't, again, have no initial structure or format for today's episode, but I quickly have acquired the idea of sharing my 2024 goals. It's so crazy saying that I was about to say 2022 goals. But I'm not the type of person that, you know, wakes up Monday, January 1st. It's first day of the week, first day of the month, first day of the year. Take that opportunity to set a bunch of unrealistic goals for myself that I know I'm not going to end up working on. I'm not that type of person because this is just my opinion, but we shouldn't rely on the days of the week or month or year to begin working toward our goals because we should be working on our highest self, on achieving that goal of the type of person we want to become, which is our highest selves. We should be working on that every second of the day. Everything you do should trace back to whether or not it supports the person you want to become in the future. So I feel like that mindfulness is so crucial to that and should be taken into account for pretty much every action you take. Does this support who I want to become? that motivational aspect of that aside, again, let's talk about why you want to achieve that. Because maybe you set a bunch of goals for yourself, you're excited, you're motivated, you want to be consistent with it, whatever, that's great. But what are these goals rooting out from? What's the root for these goals? Because if it's not out of a place of love, then it's not going to be attainable, and it's just going to be miserable on your end to even want to work toward achieving them, achieving those goals. So let's say your goal is to lose weight or whatever, just a hypothetical goal I'm putting out there, just hypothetically. If it's not coming from a place of love, if you're not doing that because you love your body, you want to nourish your body, you want to take care of your body because it is the temple for your mind and soul, then it's not going to work out, because your why is so important in these cases, because that's going to be the reason as to why you're doing what it is you're doing. So if the goal you want to achieve is not rooted from a place of love for yourself, then it's not going to work out. So it's crucial to work on the reasoning and shift that mindset of, oh, I need to lose weight because I don't look a certain way that I should look. If it's based off of that, and if it's based off of you not loving your body for what it looks like or for where it is now, then it's not going to work out. But before you actually get into the goal setting factor and the working toward your goal aspect, it's also important to forgive yourself for whatever it may have been that made you want to set that goal in the first place. So let's say you're off track. And I want to talk about the phrase off track or on track with your regimen or with your goals and your routine. We as human beings should not be living life solely off a track that, oh, I'm on track with my goals, because we're not robots. Life is not a track. We just live life, our lives, to enjoy it. And if we're living based off a track, we're gonna use that track to dictate whether or not our lives are going well or not, determined by whether or not we're achieving our goals. In other words, the quality of our life shouldn't be based off whether or not we're sticking to our goals or whether we're quote-unquote on track, because our entire life is a track. We're on that track and we're on that path of living life, imperfectly perfect life. So it shouldn't be altered by whether or not you're sticking to your routine, because we are not perfect and we always experience setbacks, whether you think it's real or not. Everyone has bad days, bad weeks, bad months, bad years. Granted, I haven't uploaded a podcast episode in almost 2 years. Put it that way, I'm literally a prime example of this right now. It's been over a year and a half since I've uploaded, and that is considered a setback. So I'm not going to be guilty of myself for not having uploaded. Instead, I'm going to come to terms with why I haven't uploaded and forget that and just continue on with my life and hopefully continue to upload. See, that's the difference. That's the mindset shift that I found and I find till today super freeing. And it's not an overnight shift, obviously. It's way easier said than done. But for me personally, I find it an easier shift because I never try to be hard on myself because I know that I'm still young and learning. Even though this is actually a great like transition into the next topic I want to discuss, which is my personal goals for the year and like my word of the year and whatnot, but I'll get into that when I do. What was I saying? It's a great transition into the next topic, which is discipline. Okay, I'd forgotten what I completely forgot what I was talking about. And that just proves that this is super unfiltered. I had to stop the recording and listen to what I was talking about in order to remember what it is I was trying to say. But me personally, this is a blessing in disguise. I'm never hard on myself, which is actually worse than you think, because it's difficult to actually put the work in to achieve the goals it is I want to achieve, because I find that I lack putting the work in to actually achieve those goals. So if you're a workaholic, this mindset shift is great for you. But since I'm a very temperate, laid-back person, at least toward myself, that's the way I converse with myself. I should put it that way. It's easier for me to not feel guilt for what it is I have or haven't done, or if I've stayed on my quote-unquote track, or if I fell off my routine. It's easier for me to feel less guilty about it and just continue on with whatever it is I do that is considered to be my healthy day-to-day routine. But if you're someone that's harder, if you have that personality type or that relationship with yourself that you feel everything should be perfect, and if it's not, then I don't know, something bad is going to happen to you, or you're just going to feel that unnecessary stress or anxiety, then it'll definitely be a more difficult shift. But when you really fix that internally, not that there's anything wrong with it, but when you work toward freeing yourself from your own mind, well, that was like a great way to put it. When you free yourself from your own mind, these shifts happen automatically, because the whole shift in mindset is rooted back to how you speak and how you think about yourself. So yeah, but on the topic of discipline that I kind of presaged earlier, that's my 2024 word of the year. It's not all going easier on yourself or that, or consistency. Or consistency is also tied in with the discipline aspect of it. But it's definitely to be harder on myself. I'm not going to lie. I'm quite literally the opposite of those perfectionist type people. Which, again, is for better or for worse. I really need to work on putting pressure on myself, because that, I feel like that stress, according to the psychological stress arousal theory, I think that's what it's called, some form of stress, some form of pressure is optimal for you to achieve your goals. Now, that can even be with schoolwork. A little bit of procrastination is necessary, but I feel like I really take that too far, and I need to work on being more disciplined so that I can actually achieve what it is I need to achieve, because I'm in my second semester of junior year, and this is the time that I really have to lock in. I'm putting in that slang, I guess, but I really need to lock in, and the only way I can do that is if I actually put pressure on myself, because I've been living carefree, whether that be for my academics or for how I care for myself. I've been just really slacking on it, especially since that also ties in with the podcast because I haven't been uploading. I haven't really been working on myself mentally or physically for me to improve in that sector of my life, that health and wellness area of my life. So that's definitely the reason as to why I chose discipline, not consistency. That was my last year, 2023 word, but discipline as my word for 2024. Now that I've covered the broadest goal and focus and intention for 2024, it's time to narrow it down to my goals and how I'm going to be achieving them. So discipline, to achieve discipline, I really just need to go back to my why. And I find that that's super important because if you don't have a concrete why, then all of this is useless. So my why, again, to put it in the broadest way, it's to achieve my highest self. Who is your highest self? That's literally a journal prompt right there. Because you can't achieve all of these goals if you don't know what your why is. So let me put it there for you. Your why, I feel in my opinion, everyone's why should be to become the best version of themselves. And I'm not saying the best version of yourself in 10 years or in 5 years. Because as a teenager, that is a drastic change for me personally, where I am in 5 years compared to who I am now and how I want to change mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, just for 2024. So to narrow it down, who is, like, what is the best version of Liliana, 16-year-old Liliana, in 2024? And then you go there. And then you can connect that to the goals you want to achieve this year. Because I feel that I can become my highest self. I will become my highest self. I will be satisfied with the person I am. And that's not a bad thing. I will be, not that I'm not satisfied with who I am now. Not that I'm not loving myself now. But I know that I will become my highest self once I have achieved those goals. How am I going to achieve those goals? Through discipline. So not only discipline, but similar to what I had mentioned previously, I love myself, but I'm still a work in progress. And that's a beautiful thing because we as humans are growing and evolving mentally, spiritually, physically, emotionally, every single day. So loving yourself in the present is vital to this because, again, if what it is you want to change about yourself isn't rooted from a place of love, it's not going to go successfully. So here are lists of goals I've set for myself for this year that come from a place of love toward myself that will make me even happier with the person I am now. And it's fine that it is January 22nd and we're 3 weeks into the new year because the day doesn't matter. I'm not that type, okay, I'm just going to go by a general intention I have. I'm not that organized of a person because I feel like if I was, I would have been like, okay, January 1st, let's get this all together and begin the new year on a fresh note. But I really don't find that important because, again, it's just another day of the year. What truly matters is what you do now, the work and you put in now. So it's not January 1st anymore. It's January 22nd, and it's totally fine that I'm beginning this journey to reaching my highest self for this year today. And I wanted to do like a 30-day or 75-day soft, hard, whatever you want to call it, where I had set a list of rules for myself to comply with for the next 75 days. I felt like, again, it was just unrealistic for me, and I can't live my life with a bunch of rules that I need to follow. Again, it's that same track aspect. Like, I'm just living life for the moment and trying to make my future self proud. I'm not some perfect robot that's gonna check off all those rules every single day. But again, maybe I should. I should be doing that because I'm trying to trace everything back to living a life of discipline. See, so that's where those two, like going easy on yourself, going hard on yourself, those two mindsets really come in conflict with each other, because it's, do you live your life, you know, without having any structure and just going with the flow, or do you really get organized and get your life together for the year? So that's where those two extremes kind of clash. So what my main focus is to really find a middle ground with those two extremes. How I will be doing that is, so I bought this like notebook type of journal, and I used to be so into these little like wellness books. I used to collect a bunch and like journal on them every day. It'd be like, oh, what are things you're grateful for, what you learned today, your goals and whatnot. So I bought one of those, and what I really like about it, and I got it from like Home Goods like a year ago. What I really love about it is that it doesn't have any dates, so it doesn't pressure me into having a checklist to follow by every day. It's kind of when I'm in the mood for it, or when intuitively it feels best for me to complete. And I have my Journey to the Heart book. If you don't know what it is, it's like a book with passages to read for every day of the year, and I think it's such a cute book. But again, I've been inconsistent with it, and we're only 3 weeks into the year, so I feel like I can live with reading it every day, because I used to do that for like the past 3 years, but last year I literally haven't read it at all. But I really love Journey to the Heart. I feel like it's such a little motivational way to kickstart your morning. I feel like it's such a cute little book. So that is something attainable, because it's literally a paragraph to read every day. And it's just good to be consistent with it, and to know that you're being consistent with it for the entire year. So I'll definitely be getting into that and introduce that discipline aspect into this year. So despite the fact that one may perceive reading a passage a day, the bare minimum, as a form of consistency, for me, that is a form of accountability, because I'm forced, not forced, but I must read the daily passage, because it's structured of the journey of a Journey to the Heart, because it's structured in a way that each day of the year you have a brief passage to read. And I find that doing that every day can really aid in consistency for me, because that's a key focus. That's a key word that I want to focus on this year, as little as it means. And piggyback riding off of consistency, I feel like every time I say consistency, I'm talking about the sensation one may feel off of something, but bear with me. I am a firm believer that the winter may or may not undermine your performance, whether that be in academics or your physical health. As much as I don't like when seasons, days of the week, month, year dictate your performance, I've come to the acceptance that it is inevitable that I will feel less motivated in the winter, just because of the gloominess, the coldness. One may feel less motivated to work on becoming their highest self. And that's where discipline comes in. Because if you trace back to your why, then you won't care about what the weather is outside. You will stick to your goals. And that's the beauty of it. That's the beauty of discipline. And that's the effect that discipline has on a person. And this word, discipline, is not, it is an adjective, but it's not a personality trait. It's not innate. Being disciplined is not innate. It's a skill, it's a habit that you form, that you improve the more you discipline yourself. So the more I stay off my phone, the more I limit my screen time, the more disciplined I will be as a person, and ultimately I would crave more productivity instead of being on my phone. Because I've obtained that skill of discipline within myself. I've acquired that skill because of implementing it. So the more you implement it, the more you'll crave that productivity, because you're not going to be having the urge to go on your phone anymore after you've let it go, after you've let it go and made so much progress, whether that be you got a workout in or you finished your homework on time before you had dance or whatever. That's the incentive there. That's the incentive of discipline. Another incentive is, you know, going to sleep earlier at night because you finished what it was that you had to complete in the day. So that's why discipline is so important for me, especially as a junior in her second semester of high school, where I must balance all these extracurriculars along with my APs and academics. My phone is a huge distractor for that. So once I obtained that discipline to stay off my phone and set my priorities straight, that's when I will bloom and I will burgeon as a person, as a teen. The two primary areas of my life are student academics and my extracurriculars and just balancing life, family, friends, my mental health, physical health, dance, and school. Those are what I balance. But let's just focus on school and my overall wellness as a person. So I mentioned how discipline applies to my life, obviously. So let's look at it on not only an academic level, but also a healthful level. Whether that be working out, eating clean, and even sleep and skincare, all that. Because right now it's 11:34 p.m. I should be asleep, but I just really want to get this off my mind, and I really want to conclude this episode before I fall asleep, just because I'm honestly having so much fun with it and the time is going by so fast. Anyways, eating healthy is also a form of discipline. Yes, I want to eat whatever junk food that is. And I don't know if that may or may not trigger you, but I've come to the realization and I've come to the relationship with food. That's a whole nother story for, honestly, next week's episode. But I've come to the relationship with food. This is just works for me. That discipline also applies to that. And you have to be disciplined if you want to achieve the goals it is that you want to achieve, whether it is gaining muscle, losing fat, whatever it may be. Food plays a huge role in that, even if it's not for your physical wellness, but for your mental wellness. The food that you put in your body does play a role, a significant role. So you have to be disciplined with what it is that you put in your system, because it determines how you're going to feel for the rest of the day. And even for the rest of your life, because if you look at it on a more lifetime level, if you look at it on a deeper level, on how it's going to affect you over time, that also plays a role. Everything is connected. Everything in the mind, the body, the soul are connected, and it's with you for the rest of your life. Your body, your mind, your soul, they're with you for the rest of your life. So if they're not in the best shape you want it to be, that also ties again with your highest self. If it doesn't align with your highest self, if that's not how your highest self would think, that's not how your highest self would eat, if it doesn't align with that, if it doesn't correspond with that, then there's obviously something wrong with what it is you're doing, and that's totally okay. You just have to come to the realization that there is an error in what it is you're doing if it's not serving you in the way you want it to. That can be a biological response or a mental response. Well, more so biological response, because the biological response that your body will give you if something you do or something you eat, a workout you did, if it doesn't align with how you want to feel, then it's not serving you right. And this just goes in with experimenting new forms of workouts or meals. You just have to go with what's right for you and your body specifically. So I kind of went off on a tangent there, but I really just want to connect it back to discipline, because you need to be disciplined with the way you do things. Academically, for me as a student, you want to put your phone down, you want to put your distractions aside, be in a mental state where you can focus on your academics, or you have to be mindful with how you treat your body, because at the end, it's all about what's gonna make your future self proud and whether or not it corresponds with who you want to be. To give a final recap and provide the takeaways of this episode, it's that consistency and discipline go hand in hand. Discipline is the most necessary for you to put in the actual work in achieving your highest self. Discipline applies to all areas of your life, as it's a skill that you can develop. It'll ultimately make you unstoppable. You will achieve all your goals. Now, I'm going to wrap up the episode. Thank you so much for tuning in this week. And I love you all so much. I'll see you in next week's episode. Bye.